Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're talking about healthcare and what you need to know before choosing the right plan. Now, healthcare is a big issue.
Is this Obamacare you're talking about or real healthcare?
We're talking about real care here. And we're talking about some of the common terminology that people throw around, like, these terms that people use and they don't know when they're comparing apples to apples, they don't know what they mean. Like, for instance, what is a copay or what does coinsurance mean? And when we usually talk about a copay, it's typically that fixed amount that you pay each time that you go see a doctor or you have to go fill a prescription. Usually around 10, 20 bucks. Now you're seeing actually copays where it's either as high as $50 every time you go to a doctor. Now, coinsurance is that percentage of the cost of the doctor visit, or if it's a hospitalization or prescription drugs that you have to pay under the policy. Typically, you'll see coinsurance plans of like 80-20, 70-30, 60-40, and that's typically the percentage that you'll be responsible versus the insurance company. So let's say if it's 80-20, after you meet your deductible, that deductible is the amount that you have to pay first before your insurance company will start picking up the tab. On an 80-20 plan, you have to pay the 20% of your medical bills. The insurance company pays the remaining 80%. Now, people look at that and they say, wow, that's great. That's a great deal. But you have to realize this sounds like a great deal when it comes to things like
brain surgery.
No, it's a great deal when you go to, you're going to your doctor for a checkup.
Yeah.
And it's only 20% of let's say it's $100 or $150. Right. But if you have to go in for a procedure, or God forbid you have a really...
Isn't there a limit?
Cancer. Well, we'll talk to policy limits, out-of-pocket limits as well. But, you're talking about a surgery that may cost $20,000, $30,000. 20% of that.
Starts becoming Dr. Fitness money.
That's real money. Yeah. That's no little chunk of change there. So you really have to check the fine print. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Also, there's something called out-of-pocket limits, and most policies have limits on how much patients will pay each year in medical bills. These limits they're going to vary tremendously depending on the type of policy that you have. It could be on the low end $2,500 per calendar year to as much as $6,000. So there is definitely some room there. But the main thing is call up your insurance company before you get a policy. The best time to know about your policy is before you sign on.
Yeah.
Not after. You don't want to ask these questions about afterwards in terms of if you're covered or not.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.